Yoga says, by suffering my modest new realm, the world was created to 10 atas. Then he carries on in the Mishnah and he says, Allah be my ma'achad yachadibos. Why was it necessary to be 10? Hashem could have created the world with one maimer. Why do we need 10 maimers? Hello, the answer is, the reason why Hashem used 10, not one, to take revenge, to punish the Roshoyim for destroying the world, which was created to 10 members. And same thing, Bites Ha'aslei V'Sadikim, give good rewards to Sadikim, Shemekami V'Sa'ilam, they keep the world going, also Shemekami V'Sa'ilam, which the world was created to 10 members. So it looks what the Mishnah says. Really, Hashem could create it with one. Why does he need 10 to punish the Roshoyim and give reward to Sadikim? So he's asking here, we do a deal with it. It's not the question here which is raised with Rushi Rabbi Sin and Sin. Question which is raised with the Rabbi. What does it mean here? If the Imam Agir or Inish Roshoyim, or Shemarabdi Vesoilam Shnirub Asam Amoz. Why should we punish the Roshoyim that they destroy a world which was created by some of us? Why should they punish it? You say he could create it with one maimer. Hashem created to 10, not to one, to punish the Roshoyim. So what's so why should they punish for 10 if you could make it 1? If you could make it 1, so you made it to 10, why to punish them? Why should they be punished for 10 instead of 1? If the world was created with 1 maimer, why was it necessary to make 10 to punish them for 10? Like he says in Medrash Shmuel, which is also a commentator on Pirkei Avos, he says in Medrash Shmuel, Moshel Me'odom Shekona Keili Shove Zu, Zu Echad Asur Zu. There, Medrash Shmuel is using it as a similar question with a parable. Somebody bought an article which it cost 1 gilden, 1 zuz, and he paid for it 10 zuzim. Ubo achir, v'shaver es hakele. And came another one, ubog the kele. So he was able to buy it for 1, he paid 10. Now the one who broke it, how much should he pay for it? Should he pay 1 or 10? Haim yitrochon leimer, is it logically to say, she is chayel l'shalem ba'da kele asor zuzim? Is it logically to say that the person who broke it should pay 10? Because this was spent 10, that's why he should pay 10. But he could make it with 1. Official price is 1. So why should he pay 10? How be shovish a kele in a zuvechot? The value of the kele is only 1 zuv. So he spent 10. That's why he should pay for 10. Although there's a minimshul. Same thing they're asking in the minimshul. And this what they're saying here in the Mishnah. We say the Roshoyim should be punished because they destroyed the world with those greater Asarim HaMoris. But still, the question is, why should we charge them? Why should they pay for a world which is created to 10 HaMoris? As the world is worth only 1 maimer, like I say, but maimer echad yachalei boris, he could make it with 1. So he made for 10, that's why he should pay for 10. He made for 1. So why should it be 10? So what is the answer here? What's the logic the Mishnah says? He could make for 1, but he made for 10 to punish the Roshoyim for 10. Gamzo Logan also had to understand Oymikoinian. The depth of it a bit more. The Bria Soilam by Soram Amoris, the Poyam and Ashoyim. let's analyze it a little bit more deeper. What we say, the creation from the world is to turn Mamores to punish the Roshoyim. Lichora in the moon. It's not logical, it's not understood. What does it mean here? Harei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Etzem HaTov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real essence of goodness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, kindness. Teva HaTov, the nature of a person is good. And Allah has come especially not only to you, but the Etzem HaTov, the essence of good, is Lahiti, to be kind to others. So Hashem, which Hashem is the real Tov, Hashem is kind to everybody, and here you say, you made something double, made something 10 times as much, to punish it. In Cain, it would be logic to say the other part. The other part of the Mishnah is understood. Oh, it's Shapir, it's understood well. Mashin Nivres Oilom, Basorom Amores, the creation of the world to Asorom Amores, where we say, Vay Asoro, Kidelit Asorot El Tzadikim. To give big rewards to Tzadikim, okay, understand it. Hashem is kindness, because Hashem's kindness is, he made it with that, to give reward for that. But, Eich Hefshel Lefarish, Shikavunas Avriye Basorom Amores, Mishlo Hitratel. How could we say that the kindness starts off right at the beginning? That the creation is for 10 instead of 4? For the sake of the opposite. For the sake of badness. Take advantage of the Shoyim. What is it? If that will be redo, especially we know, she is Havus Havri Al-Yatir. We know that the whole creation is with Tere in accordance to Tere, on Tere, through Tere. So if Tere, the whole creation is based on Tere, Tere is like the blueprint, the plan. Kimaima, like our sages say, Yistakul Bereisu Boralmo. Hashem looked in the world and created, looked in the Tere and created the world according to Tere. Shezeo Shniru Elam Basorem Amores. The reason why the world was created Basorem Amores is Kineged Aseres HaDibur Shebetere. Because the Torah has a series of divres, and the world has to be related to Torah, therefore the world is created to also to Tassar and Mamoris. Kidrosh HaSazal, like the Razal say in the Posuk, Asorah Kaf B'Shekel HaKadosh, the 10 and 10 of the Kaf in Shekel HaKadosh, which we say in the Korbonis of the Nesim. So Asura, the 10 are matched with the 10. Shekel HaKadosh, they are weighing, the 10 is weighing 10. The 10 Amores and 10 Dibros. Are Tere, Tere is Chesed. Tere is a Tere of kindness. So how could it be in Tere should stay something which is not? Eich Yitochen, how is it possible? She stuck with her eyes Hashem, looked in Tere. Which Tere is Chesed, kindness. And here we say, he looked in Torah, which there is kindness, he created the world to 10 Mamores instead of 1. Why? To take revenge on the Roshoyim that they're rebelling on a world of 10. This is Heper HaChesed, the opposite of Chesed. Hashem is Chesed, Hashem is kindness, Torah is kindness, and here we say, it was made of 10, why? To punish them for 10. Another point here, which is even more difficult to understand, this Aseidah of the Mishnah. The order of the Mishnah says, Kiyadu as we know, Shigam Seidah b'Torah ho-Torah. The order in Torah is also Torah, is also teaching. What is the order in Torah? How does the Mishnah start? She'atam d'lipora min ha-Shoyim, koinu la'atam d'lita sorato v'tzadikim. The Mishnah says two reasons. To punish the Roshoyim and give big reward to Tzadikim. So the Mishnah starts off first with the Roshoyim to punish the Roshoyim first. Why does the Mishnah start off with punishment? With punishing the Roshoyim first. With the Mashmah, from the order it looks, Shelepora min Roshoyim hu ikir hasiba lebriyatzel ha-masam ha-mas. From the order of the Mishnah, it looks like the punishing the Roshoyim is the main thing. The main reason for the Asor of Amores is to punish the Roshoyim. By the way, there's also the benefit of Tzadikim. But the main thing is punishing the Rishonim. So a lot of Talmud though, to understand what is it? What is it? It could be one. It was made not ten. But only for the sake of punishing the Rishonim. Why? What is it? When you want, this could be understood, the Hagdim B'Iruinian, by elaborating first on the whole thing. What we say here, Maimer Echad Yichli Boris, that Hashem could create it with one Maimer, instead of ten, He created it with one. Really, the meaning here is, Shein HaKavon Eshzer HaGdor Shoy Yochili Yoris. When the Mishnah says Maimer Echad Yochli Boris, it doesn't mean only that he could have done it with one, and he did ten, but it wasn't one, it doesn't mean so. It doesn't mean that it was only Yochel, he was able to do it, but to Lehrebe Peirot, practically, it wasn't. It doesn't mean like this. Elo, Shinya Zei Yesh Negame Peirot. If we say Hashem Yochel Leiboris with Maimer Echad, it's not only that he could make with Maimer Echad, but he made it with Maimer Echad. Which then, we have to understand it even more. If he made it already with Maimer Echad, why do we need it Asara Mamoris? Well, but the Eibeshter, when they say Yochel, he could. If he could, he does it. He doesn't remain like this. Like he says here. Elashinya Zei Yesh Negam Bepoel. Practically there was Maimer Echad, practically was the creation through Maimer Echad. What is it? Which creation is Maimer Echad and then we come to Asara Mamoris? Haino. Sheyeshna Metzias Habriyeh Kvishini B'Maim Erechad. If we say Yochel Boris, there is such a thing in practice. That there is an existence of a creation which is created through one Maimer. And then we come to Asarama Boris. Hello, what is it? Haino Sheyeshna Metzias Habriyeh. There is the creation, the creation is through Maim Erechad. What is that Maimer Echad that we say, with this Maimer Echad is already created the whole creation? So, Maimer the Bereishis. The Maimer of Bereishis, Ki Maimer Azal, which Razal say, Bereishis Nami Maimer. Later on we say, Vayomer Elokim Yoyer Yiroki Hayemores. So later on was nine Vayomers. Nine different Vayomers was later on. But in the beginning, it says Bereishis, in the Razal say, Bereishis is also a Maimer. But which kind of Maimer is Bereishis? In compared to the others, it's a different type of Maimer. That's the Maimer Echad. The Maimer Echad is Bereishis. What this Maimer Echad, Shehu Maimer Kloli. That's the general Maimer of Bereishis, Shekoilel Kola Ma'amores HaProtim, Shebeim Nivru Kola Nivroim. The Maimer Echad is Bereishis, which contains in it all the other nine, which is developed later on. So it was a Maimer Echad. And through this Maimer Echad, everything was created already. Then later on, came out in details. Kimbrumer is Behemshah Maimer Bereishis. Like it's indicated in the Psukim, and the continuation of Bereishis. We say there, Bereishis Boro Elokim Es HaShamayim Ves Horetz. He created Es HaShamayim Ves Horetz. What does it mean, Es HaShamayim Ves Horetz? We don't say Shamayim Horetz. We say Es HaShamayim Ves Horetz. Shamayim and everything which is comes with Shamayim, that's the Es, the Tofu. Es Horetz is not just the Horetz, but everything which comes to the Horetz. So that was Bereishis. Bereishis was the Maimer that contains in it all the creation of Shamayim and Horetz. Hazeh Dorsh Razal. That's what the Razal say on Bereishis, Es HaShamayim Ves Horetz. The Razal say, what does it mean, Es HaShamayim? The Rabbi Soeim. Es HaShamayim means anything which has to do with Shamayim. The whole thing of Shamayim and anything to do with Shamayim. The planets and everything else in the Malachim and all this is included in Shamayim. Everything which comes with Shamayim. Soeim. The same thing, Es HaOretz. Not only the Oretz itself, but the Rabbi Israel, all the things which have to do with the Oretz. That you call Prote and Nivroim, that's what the Razal tells us. All the details of all the Nivroim, Klulim and Maimer HaKlolot HaBrishis. They are included already in this Maimer HaKlolot HaBrishis. With this Maimer HaKlolot, this general Maimer HaBrishis, has in it the whole creation. Right? Shitchila Nisavu Kol HaNibroyim Mipchinas Klal. First, the creation was an Aver Klal, everything together as a Klal. Generally everything. And they are Maimer HaBrishis. Through this Maimer HaBrishis is the Klal of everything. Which a koilel called Protea Mamoris. Bereshis contains in it, has in it, all the details, all the Mamoris, what is included there, embraced there. Akach, after it, after the Bereshis, became later on divided in details. Nas appearances, Chalkus, Protea, became already different divisions, different details, separations of the Protea Mamoris, of the individual Mamoris. So that's what saying now, my merech had Yochel Liboris, not only Yochel Liboris, but he could and he was. It was a creation of my merech. Then Hashem made it, besides the my merech came in details of creations, split them in different things. And the reason for it is like we say, the Mishnah, the Poram in Hashem, and it is Ahasuerus
Tzadikim.
Yeah. So
if Hashem would have just stopped that first Maimer,
yeah,
would it be the same world as we've got now?
No.
A different type of world?
No, a different type. It's explaining it. It was already, but it's a different type. Anything else? Ulhovin achiluk shebein abriye kvishi b'chanas klal maimer echol abriye kvishi bo b'chalkus protein. What is the difference? To understand the difference, to analyze the difference between the maimer echol and the asacham amos. What was the Maimer Echad, and later on came Asara Mamoris. What is it? To understand this, Yesh Lahagdim Bir Achiluk Shmen Klal Oprat. To understand this, or to say Maimer Echad, Asara Mamoris, let's have a look generally what we speak Klal and Prat. There's a Klal, the general of everything together, and then there's a Prat, individual items. Let's have a look in the Inyan of Klal Oprat. Hine, klal uprat, the general, the klal, and the details, the prat, the klal and the prat are linked to each other. Kol echad mehem, moire gamal zolosei. Each one indicates there is the other one. The klal shows there is protim. He is a klal of protim. The prat tells you he is a prat, one from many others. Hainu, sha klal, when you say a klal, this indicates that there are details, there are protein. Sharehu, a klal, shall have protein. The klal is a klal of all the protein. So the klal tells you there is protein. And same thing the other way. The protein, the prat, moirim shiashne klal, shakala. If you say a prat, you say this is the prat, and there's the klal, which contains all of them together. They are individual protein from the klal. In the klal itself, you see the whole thing as a whole. That is the ikir ve'etzem shel davar, the main thing, the klal, and the essence of it. When you see, look on the individuals, on the prat, you don't see the essence of it. You see that individual, but you don't see the main thing. On the prat, when you see an individual prat, it's hard to analyze what is the main thing, what's the problem. Because you see only this prat. This is generally, when we speak about klal prat, generally, we see that the klal indicates there's many protein, but it is the klal of them. And the prat says there's only one prat. Now, same thing is also in the creation. We say the creation was a klal, which is the Bereshis, the Maimer Echad, and the Prat, the Asara Mamoris. Now, we're coming back to the Maimer Echad, the klal. What is the klal? Kulu Kula Mamoris. The klal is a klal which contains in it all the 10 Mamoris. Shehi Abriye, Shebchinas Klal. This is a kind of creation which is in the klal, in the Maimer Echad. That means, As there you don't see the protein, you see the clouds, that means the essence of it is felt in the nivoyim. What does the nivoyim feel? The main thing, the essence. I know. What is felt in the nivra? All the lekus shebehem. The nivra feels the lekus, the nivra expresses itself, the godliness in it, which is the klal. Shenikir v'nirgesh behem elekus begoli. The way it is in my merechot is in the creation, noticeable, you could see the Dvar Hashem. You see elekus in it. V'zeo she'abriye she'b'chinas klal. This is what we say in the klal of it, is Navei of Esa Shomayim L'Rabbi Yisrael, Esa Oretz L'Rabbi Yisrael. The Shomayim and everything with the Shomayim, the Oretz and everything with the Oretz. I know. But the way the Bria is in the klal, the way the Bria is through my Merechot, means Shekol Prota Nibroim. All the details of Nibroim. It's Vah Shomayim, it's Vah Oretz. Klulim b'shamayim v'oretz u'teilim v'teilim aleihem. The details are included in the klal. So they are bottled to the klal, they are part of the klal, they are not an individual one, not something itself, it's part of the whole klal. The klal is there. Kim rumes b'teves es ha'shamayim v'oretz. Like it's indicated in the word es. What does es mean? The main thing is the shamayim, the klal. The es, the details are kafel to them, kiproshes hazal. Like the Razal say in this pasuk, Es HaShamayim means Es HaTofu. It is Tofu to Shamayim. The main thing is they are the essence, the highest Eliki, Elikus and everything, and the Nivroyim, the way they are Tofu and both of Elikus. The meaning is, Sheklolos HaShamayim Vorets, Heim Be'oifim Shenikyabem Elikus Begili. The way it is Shamayim El Echad, the way the creation is from Bereishis, there, Shomayim v'Oretz is noticeable there in Elokos Godliness. Shezeu, Shari b'Shomayim k'tzion Shomayim, it says, Kere Shomecho. I look on Shomayim, I see Godliness in it. And Uksiv, the Pasuk says, Su morem eneichem erub miborim. When you raise the eyes to the heaven, you see there, what do you see there? You see me, Borei, you see the Creator, who created everything. So Shomayim represents the Lakus. Kirdua, as it's known, Shomayim, the word Shomayim, is Losh Shmomo. Like vacuum, nothing there. And fear, Shematilim Eimo, Omevim, the Kabbalah's Oil Maha Shomayim. Shomayim means bringing fear on the individual, afraid of Hashem, looking towards Hashem. You see only Hashem in it. The Oil Mal HaShemayim. V'shenikya b'em elekuz b'goli. In Shemayim you see elekuz, you see godliness. So this throws on the person only fear of Hashem. Kabbalah Oil Mal HaShemayim. That's Shemayim. The way Shemayim is for my merechot. And the same thing also with Gam ben Negeil Oretz. Concerning Oretz is also, the Oretz itself is also Omer Azal, the Azal say, Lamo nikra shmo Eretz, what does it mean Eretz? Eretz means al shem, shirot sola asis rotzen koina. Eretz means rotzen. Eretz means wanted to do the will of Hashem. Expression that he wanted only Hashem. You know, then Emma, that's what he says in Pasuk. Not only Shomayim in Oretz, but Eretz HaShomayim v'Eretz Oretz. Eretz HaShomayim l'Rabbi Yisrael v'Eretz Oretz l'Rabbi Yisrael. When you look at Shomayim and Oretz the way they are from Bereishis, you see only Elokus. You see the godliness of everything. Shkashapote anivroim nimsoim chenas klal. When the old individuals, the details are still in the klal, in the Maimer Echon, then they are klulim uvteilim, uvteilim v'shomayim v'oretz shenikabam Elokus v'gilim. When you see in the cloud, you see in each individual one that he is part of the cloud. He is part of the beetle of Shomayim v'Oretz. You don't see any yeshus in it. You don't see any selfishness. V'haynu, shegam prota nivroim, the details of the nivroim, the individual nivroim, of Tzvah Shomayim, of Shemesh, Yireh, and Kechavim, they're also matilim eimo to fear for the person. Revealing the Kabbalah Sol Mahashamayim. It throws you, it brings you towards Kabbalah Sol Mahashamayim. And same thing, when Prote and Nivroim the Tzvoret. When you analyze in the Nivroim of Tzvoret, again the same thing the way they are in the Klal, the way they are in Bereishis, they are expressing Maimed the Matzav of Reitzim Lasses and Sankhina. You see, he wants to do the Ratzon of Hashem. That's what Shemayim Rovitz is. This is the Maimer Echad. So you ask, what will be the creation of Maimer Echad? Yes, the creation is there, but in a way of Beetle, you see only Lekus. Not Yeshus, not Metzius. Everything is Beetle, not Lekus. Everything is expressed in Lekus. Or Pekabola Versidus. In the terminology of Kabbalah and Chassidus, even higher. Kabbalah tells us something more than this. Like it's quoted in Chassidus, in a Maimer Echad of Bereishis, we say Bereishis is not a Maimer, or Bereishis is also a Maimer, but which kind of a Maimer is it? Bereishis is the Maimer Echad, the Echad in it. That's the Inyan Chochmah. So Bereishis is Chochmah, like it says in Targum. Kiddush of a Targum, like the Targum says, Targum Yerushalmi, Bereishis is B'chokhmasa. Bereishis is Chokhmah. So what does it mean, Bereishis? The Madrigi of Chokhmah. Vishleimer, one could explain, Shenikra Reishis, it is called Reishis. What does it mean, Reishis? Milosh Rosh. Like the bread, the head, the brain. Kmo HaRosh, Shekoel Lachayez Lachal Aguf. Like Bereishis is the Rosh, just like the Rosh, the brain, the head contains the highest of the whole group. Same thing Bereishis is Chochmah, which contains the whole creation of Bria. And if we analyze it a bit more, looking more, Wait Pirush, was there another Pirush in it is? Maimer Echad de Bereishis, which Madrege is the Madrege of Bereishis? That's the Inyan Rotzen. Which Madrege is Rotzen? Rotzen is Keser. Which Keser is Lamaila Mechokhma, even higher than Chokhma. Again, Kediyus of Targum Yenison. Targum Yenison says, Bereishis min Avlo. He says in the beginning, Pirush B'Tchilo, in the beginning. V'hainu, what is Bereishis? V'hainu, Tchilas HaMachshava. The beginning of thought of creation. That's what he says. So Bereishis is Chokhma, or Bereishis is even Yimachshava, which is higher than Chokhma. Machshava Agduma. Machshava Agduma of Adam Kadmin, Shua Mokir Lepchenas Chochmah, which the Machshava is a Mokir of Chochmah. Now therefore, Kasher Abriya Hi Lepchenas Hu, when the creation is in that stage, in the stage of Chochmah, or the Machshava of Mokir of Chochmah, Vayimi Boim Chenas Ketzah Shal Maila Mishtal Shos, not only when the creation, when the Bria is in a way of Keser, above Ishtal Shalas, like the Targum Yenison says, but even Elagam Chias Chochmah, even if we say Bereishis is Chochmah, which is Reishis and Gili, the beginning of everything. So the creation still is very beetle-like. It's in the Mokir, in the souls. It's not yet developed. I know, it means Shekola Nibroim. All the Ibrahim are there. Everything is there. But which way are they there? Haim, which Haim is a Chochmah. They are the way Chochmah is. Which Chochmah is? Shein Yonahu, the Inya of Chochmah is? Shehu Levadeh Vein Zolosei. The Madrege of Chochmah is Hu Levadeh Vein Zolosei. It is felt that nothing exists besides Hashem. So the creation of Bereishis is a creation, it's a Maimer, it's a creation. But which way is the creation of Bereishis? Which way is the creation of this Maimer? It's held there that Hu Levadeh is a Losei. Nothing exists besides Hashem. Which goes to Rabbi Nazuk Matanya, like the old Rebbe says in Tanya in Agor, he writes there, Shumaiti Mimuri Allah Shalom, I heard from my Rebbe, Piru Shumatam, Ashkotsu Beitzchai, the reason why he says that it's Chaim, Sobuch Hainim, it's Yachad, Afilu Beulim Atzilus, that itself is not united itself, even in Atzilus, Elal, the Sobshutz Etchilu, because it's a Chochmah. Ein Sof is mehr in Atzilus, ohne wenn es kein Sof ist, was Chochma. Why? So he says in Kanye, Vahaynu, Vishum she Ein Sof buchu Echad Emes. Ein Sof, Chochma means Echad Emes, the two. The truth of the oneness of Hashem. Who about the resolution? Nothing exists besides Hashem. Everything is existence only Hashem. Vizui Madriga se Chochma. This is the Madriga of Chochma. Chochma is, as a chutz from the Meibash Nigoni Faral. Besides Hashem, nothing exists. So it's a creation, but the creation feels nothing exists besides Hashem. So that's understood. A creation of my Merechot, how is the creation? There's no chance of fear, no chance of anything. It fell on Elikus. So there is a creation, but the creation is bottled betach Nisra Meibash. To be Iranian, to explain a bit more that expression from the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says, Maimer Echad Yochel Yiboris, that with one Maimer could create it. Sha'avriye b'Maimer Echad, this creation which takes place in Maimer Echad, that creation from the Maimer Echad, which is Chochma Oyrotzen v'Machshav HaKdumah, which way is the creation? Yiboris from the Yochel Yiboris. It's not like yet a creation to say something. It could be, but there's nothing there. It's only Yochev potential, but it's not there. It is a Bria, a creation. Which way is the creation? Kifishim is Adai Chulis. Like it's a way of Yochev. It is there, but it's a way of Yochev only. It's not something there. I know. Shehav sheyeshna kvar ayiri b'lipchen asarotzen. There is already came out in Rotzen, the Kavone of Bria Soilo, came in already in Chabad and Midas, till not only Rotzen and Seichel and Midas, but Lilgu Shah Machshove, till came in Machshove, like we said before, it's Machshove, but Mekomach is still. That's all the way the creation is by itself. But the Negeil, Ashpoil, Azulas, as far as the Zulas is concerned, as far as somebody else is concerned, outside is a dime here, say, Chilis. It's still very delicate. It's only potential. The way it is in Machshove. It's there, but it's only in Machshove. The Zulas can't take it, and somebody else can't feel it. She behold the Lashpia, behold the Shalil Lashpia. Yechilis is, what does mean Yechilis? Yechilis is, he's able to do it and not to do it, but there's nothing there. Not yet a Metzias. So he has the ability. The ability of yes and no. That's the way it is in my mind. What
why
is it called Maimer? Maimer is called Isgalos. All the Maimoris, but the Ebershter, doesn't mean like we say something. We use the terminology Maimer, similar like we say something, you're a Megalit, you reveal it from yourself outwards. Same thing as Rav Amoris and so on, all the Dibulim and the Eivashah is only his galus, a revelation. So it could be Maimer Echad, it could be as Rav Amoris. Maimer Echad, that's what he's explaining here. What is Maimer Echad? Concerning him, it's a Maimer. But concerning us, we don't see it yet anything. And he's analyzing it more, there's more in details. ויובן בהקדים אכילוס ומאכילוס ומחשבה למעלה ואכילוס ומחשבה למטה. This will be understood by elaborating a bit more the מחשבה of the Eibershter or the מחשבה באס. יכילוס באס ויכילוס בדי Eibershter. והנה, מבחינת היכילוס ומחשבה שבאודם למטה לא יהווה כלום. A person has the יכילוס. He has the ability. But nothing will become from the ability. You're unable. Nothing is there. You're thinking of something, but nothing will become from your thinking. You'll think all the time, but nothing will become there. So our machshove, or our yechilas, doesn't create anything, doesn't make anything. Shafilut shiyashe v'odom kol ha'yirim. You'll think a whole day or sit and think. But from thinking a whole day, nothing will become. своим ашовым. Кимал демайса давки. When you do something, you do it. With thinking, no think all day, nothing will happen. I'll go for the deeper. At least speech, you have to say something, some you say, you will pronounce it. You will say it, something, or somebody will pick it up. What are you thinking? Nothing will pick it up. Boy, what do you mean thinking is, what do you mean speaking, saying something? You have to do it. When you do something, it's there. But speaking, like for instance, Ram Melach Shilton, a king doesn't do it himself. But he says to do it, he instructed, so he carried out. But it has to be instruction, not just thinking. When the king will instruct his servant to do something, then they're doing it. I know. Shalpiti Buddha Shalodam, Yochal Savit says the Divro. No. A person, when he says something, from his said, his instruction, will become something. I will hold him a shabbat. To his machshava. You'll think all day, nothing will happen. That's as far as we are concerned, in our machshava, in our abilities. But Mashiach came in the Gila Machshava Lemailo. Concerning the Eberstein's machshava is not so. But the Eberstein, on the Nehemar, on this deposit says, Kiloi Machshava Yisrael Machshava Yisrael. My thought is not like your thought. Your thought, a human being, to his machshavas, nothing becomes, but by the Eberstein to the machshava becomes something. It's the creation of machshava. That means the creation becomes there already, but it's so delicate of machshava. What's machshava still united with the Lakus? Kasher ol of machshavta yizvor shiyem etzvies oilom. When Hashem's machshava was to create a world, when he thought about it, it came in his machshava. It was what happened there, nivro oilom. It became the world. As soon as ol of machshava, miyad nivro. Soon that Hashem told, it became a creation right away. But, Omnam, but, which kind of a creation is it? There is a creation from the Machshava of Hashem, but B'yezu, Yimadrigas HaMachshava Echidus. The creation which Hashem created through Machshava is a Machshava like creation, a delicate creation, is in Echidus, which is, like it says soon, very, very delicate, not yet substance which we could feel it. When you was there, in a chilek shere machshava and dibo, the difference by us, between machshava and dibo, what's the difference between machshava and dibo by us, by human being? Sha dibo and us are different than other. When you say words, the words become separated from you, they are in the air, in the atmosphere. The words are there, separated from you. Machshava and machshava. When you think, it's Mechadis Mimei. It's united with you. It's part of you. Same thing is here in the Nimshal. The Gemara is similar like this is Ve'achiluk Shebein Yisavos Al Yadibol Yisavos Al Yimashavos. Same thing is also the difference between creation which is created from Dibur or created from Mashava. The Mashava is still inside you, not out of you. Shaldi Adibu, when it comes to Dibu, there is Havim Nibroim, Shem Chas Yashodava Nifat. Dibu is like we say outside you. The Nibro which is to Dibu is already a Nifat from the Ibashta. It's already something. Feels himself as something. What are the Machshove? Through Machshove was also created. Which kind of creation through Machshove is? Through Machshove is Havim Nibroim, Shem Kerimim Kerim. Machshove is like the marshal of our Machshava. It's in us. Same thing there. So the Milo becomes a Nivra, but which kind of a Nivra is it? A Kash to Hashem, being embraced in Hashem. Is there a call as a Chiluk? This exists now as well, constantly. That's a generally difference. What we call it Almin Steam in the Lois Galion, like we say in Pasach Eliyahu, every Friday, there's Almin Steam in the Lois Galion and Almin Dez Galion. There's the secret walls which are not revealed, that they are those Shinis Abu and Samashova. They are the Ilumes which created Samashova, so they are Lois Galia, they are not seen, and Arlis Abu and Sakesa, Chokhma Kesa. Till the creation which comes not from Ashova, and then higher than Ashova, from Kesa, Chokhma. Shimishon is Abu Ilumes, and so shall Mala Matsilis. There's the Ilumes which are in Sof, Abba Matsilis. They are coming from Kesar. is much higher. Or a lower level, which is Almedes Galion, the revealed world, which is here, their world is here, something that Almedes Galion, Shinis Avam Shansa Dibu. They are created from Dibu, similar like Dibu, you pronounce something and somebody else could hear it. Shem Vidugmas, Yamaya Bosha, which Mahshava and Dibu is also similar, like we explained in another place, Yamaya Bosha, which by the Yam, everything is in the Yam, but it's all covered with water, Yabosha is seen. Kivur Baruchu, Badrushan, Vayamin, Kiyos Yamsu. Shavruin, the Almudis Kasir, the creation of Almudis Kasir, which goes to the higher levels, there with the Gos Dagashim Yam. They are similar, like the fish in the sea, which they are part of the sea. Shemim Shupershim in the Yam, the Admesim. They can't be separated from the sea, they'll die. Same thing is also in the Nivroim of Almudis Kasir. That means, Shemagishim Shechayusam in the Yam. The Nivroim of Almudis Kasir, they feel that the highest is only Lakus. They can't be separated. Or the Abruin Dalmudis Galia, the creation of Almudis Galia, the creation of this world, the Abedugmas Abruin should be Abosha. It's similar like the creation of the Abosha. Shehe in the Frodim Abosha, which are not sunk in the air, in the ground, they're on top of the ground. They are separated. Coming back what I said before, Zero Gamachilot, Shebin Abriv, Maimarecha, Labriv, Asolomomores. This is the answer which we're explaining now, the difference between Maimer Echol or Asar Mamoris. Shetchila Yashna Abriyev Maimer Echol. First, the creation of it is a Maimer Echol, which is Machshava Vayecholos. Shebriyev Zu, this creation of Maimer Echol, is Boifim, Shekol HaNivroim, Telimim Kriyo. The creation of Maimer Echol is that everything is bottled in Lakus, everything is included in Lakus. Shetchila Abriyev Shepnias Klal, that's the Briyev Derech Klal. All of it, like we said before, the Maimer Echad, the one of everything. Shenikir behem or ikir behetzav apnimis. It is noticeable in the Maimer Echad, and all those Nivroim is noticeable the main thing, which is there. What is it? Shemtziu som elikus. That the whole being is elikus, nothing else. That's Maimer Echad. Achazeh, after the next stage, a lower level is B'yev HaSorom HaMoris. After the Maimer Echad, comes the Bria of Asar HaMamoris, which in Asar HaMamoris, Shenifretu Mepchinas HaMachshava, Maimer Echad Mepchinas HaDibur. Here it comes out from Machshava, comes out in Dibur. Machshava is still united with Alakus, united oneness, but Dibur is already separate. Out of there, Nasis Chalkus Lipratim. When it came in Dibur, in the Asar HaMamoris, became detailed already, became many Pratim. Shebehem loy niker, in them it's not noticeable the iker and the etzem and the pnimish. It's not noticeable the source of it, the essence of it. Shemtzius from elikus. It's not noticeable already that the mitzvah elikus there. You feel yourself as something as individual. Shezarin elav hester abirim anivre. This is what we call also that godliness is hidden from the creation. The creation doesn't feel godliness. That here, the creation are, Shanivroim, Yimagishim, and Satsman, and Sisyash, with the Nifrit. The creation feels itself independent, feels itself a Yesh. And so, Shom Razal, that's what the Razal say. Shikol Tildes HaShemayim, Boros Nivrim Rishon. This is something else, which Razal say, that really, the whole creation was created in the first day of creation. In Yim Rishon of creation, which was the Bereshis, everything was created there. But if you call echad echad bismanai, then after it, and the three other ways of creation was the individual items. Everybody came out individually. Call echad echad nikra b'yesh nizolo. Each individual creation came out already, and the demons was distracted. Haynu shabri b'yem rishon, the creation of the first day, in the maimer echad b'reishis kol kolam amores. The Bria, the first day of creation, which is the Maimer Echad, included everything, was in a way, Boifim, Shanibroim, and Time Belet. The Bria of Yom Rishon is, you see Elikus, you don't see yet the Nivra as an individual. That's an Eif of Machshava. Rebital Ben Kriyam, the Nivra was bottled in the smoker. Hakla Hazel, only after it. during the other days of Sheishes Mibereishis, then was already a Dibur of Asara Mamores, was the Dibur of Asara Mamores, individual items. Shall the Zeh Bome Hele Melagili. Here it comes from the Hele Melagili, Vies Yashu Davanifu.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If Mama Echad means Machshava Echad,
yeah.
Why did it say Mama
Echad? That's Mama is Gili, that's how I say it to you. You use the word Machshava and want to analyze it. But generally, Mama is a Gili. Every is Galus, and all the course is called Mama.
So not Mama, it was like Machshava.
That's Machshava, yeah. It is Machshava, but that's what I say, Maimer Echad, the Machshava of Echad upon this. And then it comes later on, and it comes Nifl. But Maimer is Gili, but the Ebesh is not words like we pronounce words and so on. Doesn't exist, the old thing.
It didn't say, it could have used the word Machshava, but didn't you?
No, because they want to make the difference between Machshava and Dibur. As the Maimer does a higher level is Machshava. Machshava, but say the Maimer Machshava will be a Chochmah. That's what he says here. Oh, even more, Kesa is also Machshava. That's why we're coming here, because it's more Begili. Want to carry on? 20 to 9. 20 plus 9.